Hey, happy Monday, Tiff.
You're a little loud. I got to turn you down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I hate being turned down.
Oh, sorry. All right. Oh, that was funny. I didn't get that.
So, you missed a little doodle over there. I got threw you off, didn't I?
Yeah, I had to clean my glasses.
That's
so, you know, cleaning
right.
your glasses, you can't really talk,
that's right.
you know.
There is,
it's difficult to be doing two things at the same time.
People don't realize how much we have to see when we're on the radio, right? So, Tiff, tell me what's been going on for the past week? What have you learned in the past week? What's something new and different, something crazy and kooky that you just want to share with everybody?
Do not discuss politics at family gatherings.
You just learned that? I'm like, wow.
I thought everyone knew that. So yeah, why do people continue doing it?
I don't know.
Especially when the family is divided into different political parties.
Yes.
And
I agree.
They all say don't do it, but there's always one person in the
who
family
brings it up, but
that
you know
brings
what?
It up.
You can defuse it. Just walk away from it. Yeah. Not listen. Don't engage. Yeah. Don't engage, yeah. right? Yeah. Oh, well. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I learned that.
Okay. Well, what I learned was a little bit different. So I'm glad that I'm sorry that you learned that. But what I learned was a thing called the peppermint pig. You ever heard about this?
Yeah.
You have?
I have.
Where you pass it around with a little hammer and you have to break the pig? And you're like, nope, not what I know.
No, I did hear of it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Is it's a peppermint pig that you put in a little bag, and it comes with a hammer. It's somebody in, I want to say it's New York, but I'm sure it's not. It's somewhere on the East Coast.
Like I think it's New York, but I'm sure it's not.
Right. So it's a candy maker who makes them, and you can buy them on Amazon or wherever you buy peppermint pigs. Anyway, what happens is you pass it around the room and people say something along the lines of what they're thankful for, what they're grateful for, and then they give it a whack. And by the time it's all done, you open it up and it's all broken into little pieces and everyone shares a piece of candy.
Okay, something so simple like that
is
a multi-million dollar idea.
Probably, or at least a single million dollar idea.
Isn't that crazy?
Something.
But it's a story
from like the, I think when, I want to say the 1800s, about just that a man who, his son wanted something. It was the early 1800s, so he's probably wanted a Nintendo or something. And so the kid.
Was it your neighbor?
Yeah, it was my neighbor, right. And so the kid wanted something, and the father said, no, we're not going to buy it. You have to save for it. So he gave him a piggy bank, basically, right? And the kid kept putting money every day. And it was kind of like every morning, as long as the kid did something, like, I don't know, brush his teeth or, comb his hair, eat his breakfast, he got a little bit of money from his father, and they put it in the bank until the point he said, shake the pig every day. And when you hear it jingling, that's the money you've been saving. When you shake it and you can't hear anything, that means it's so filled with money that you can't put anything more in there. So that's when we break it open. And I guess the story goes at the end, by the time the kid filled it, he didn't want to break it because he had become such good friends with the little pig.
Oh.
Okay. And so it teaches us a lesson about enjoy saving for those things, instead of just saying, I want this, save for the things you really want. It makes those things more endearing. And you might find by the time you get there that you like the bank even more than the thing you were going to buy. So
your bucket list thing isn't necessarily going to be on your bucket list anymore.
Right, exactly. There you go. Or your plan pail. Okay, remember,
oh,
we don't do bucket list.
We don't do bucket list.
That's right. So anyway, so that's what I learned. And the reason I asked you about this was today's show, Tiff.
It is?
It's about learning and happiness, how we tie those two things together. Okay? So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about.
Huh.
And so we've got some special things we're going to chat about. But you know how we do normally where we apply a little bacon to it, BACON, the acronym. We know that bacon makes everything a little bit better, but we're not talking about the bacon for chewing.
We're not.
No.
I think we're doing the bacon for doing.
There you go. Wow. Exactly. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the power of learning. We're going to talk a little bit about what it does for us. And then we're going to apply five different ways that we can learn. Okay, using the acronym BACON.
Okay.
So make sure you stay tuned for that. So thank you so very much. It is a little after 7 o'clock on a Monday. We're almost in December, so it's really, we're kicking high into holiday season time, right?
And it's going by very fast.
Very quickly.
And it's Rusty's fault that it's so cold outside.
That's right.
So I want to apologize to all the listeners
exactly,
out there.
Exactly. I think most of the people in the audience stormed out of here. They're chasing
Rusty because Rusty just left.
They're chasing him with pitchforks and torches, right?
Yeah.
So,
poor guy.
So welcome to our show. Again, it's a little after 7 on Monday. You've tuned into WRLR 98.3.
The Life.
Very good.
I wasn't going to be the old one. It was going to something else.
Something nice. All right.
The Life.
The Life. There you go. So we're going to keep driving that home until Tiffany memorizes it. And every Monday night, what you get to hear is Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I'm your host, Marty Gilovin. Of course, that cheery little voice you hear from the other microphone is my own little bestest buddy.
Tiffany.
There you go.
I'm going to get my job taken away by Norm.
You think?
He says Tiffany pretty well.
Actually, I did that.
Did that?
He didn't do that. I did it. That's why Norm looked at me and was, wow, you do that well.
Oh.
So I've been listening to it for enough years, I can do Tiffany.
That was actually pretty good. I was out in the green room and waiting, and I heard it, and there was a blower going, but
gotcha.
I thought Norm did it.
No, Norm was like, wow, Marty, you did better than I do. Oh. Anyway, so our show today is, and our show about every week is the same theme. We understand there's lots of reasons to be angry.
Mm.
There you go. A lot of reasons to be sad and even afraid,
ooh,
right? So you can see happiness is outnumbered 3-1. So we want to help you exercise that muscle. We want to share some shortcuts, some paths to happiness so that you can just share a smile, you know, give yourself a reason to grin and then give that grin away because those are easy to create and share with everybody, right?
How about it?
How about it? So normally when we say the secret to happiness, when we say that's it, the ultimate thing that brings you happiness, what do we usually say, Tiff?
To give.
There you go. To help other people. Right. To give service to other people. Whatever we have, whether it's goods, services, etc. To help other people. Being in the service of other people is the greatest way to find joy and happiness. You know, sometimes it's the easiest thing, just giving a little bit of your time, a little bit of effort.
Either that or even giving a compliment or giving a smile.
There you
or
go.
If you're at the
anything.
Store, strike up a conversation.
Bam.
I mean, it's just something like it, especially with all the holidays, wishing them a happy Thanksgiving and the smiles that you bring just to
that's
say
right.
that.
I mean, yeah, we just
that a lot.
We just left Thanksgiving, which was the day that we're all supposed to be talking about the things we're very thankful for. And then it immediately follows by Black Friday where people wrestle each other for the last
TV,
right?
It's so crazy how people are.
Right.
I honestly stay away from it because they are crazy.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's funny that you said that. That's true.
So what we want to do is we want to make sure that when we're in this joyful time of year where we're climbing over people in order to get a great bargain to give to somebody.
Oh.
You know, we step on 20 other people just to make one person's day a wonderful day, right?
Yeah. But as long as you're stepping on someone,
yes,
give them a smile.
Exactly.
And say thank you when you tear it out of their hands.
Yeah, give them a little back rub while you're running across them, right? Yeah, so that's what it is. It's just, you know, take a little extra time and just spread a little bit of joy. Don't necessarily be on the attack the entire time. Okay, it is kind of funny when this entire season is about us trying to buy something to give to someone, and yet we do this in such a feverish way. You know, we attack people, we're mean to people, and it's not everyone. Obviously, it's not everyone. You know, it's just the people who are just fun to watch. Those are the ones that are the evil, bad people that we want. We want them to turn it around a little bit and just smile. Share a smile, share a grin, you know, giggle now and then, and everything will be a little bit better.
Laugh with them, not at them.
Bam. There you go. Unless it's me and Tiffany. Then, you know, everyone, I'm going to laugh at Tiffany. Okay?
I'm used to it.
All right. Thank you, Tiff. So here's the next thing. Now, if we agree that true happiness comes from being in the service of other people and helping other people, to kick it into high gear, I want us to learn new ways to do this. I want us to sharpen our skills. I want us to become better versions of ourselves, evolve and grow into something even more wonderful than we already are today.
Ooh, that's kind of hard.
No, it's much easier than you think,
Tiff. It's kind of hard to get any better than what we are.
Yeah, well, if it were you... I mean, I know I can keep on sharpening my skills. I can always improve.
Keep learning?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about. But, you know, Tiff, she's right there. She is like our glowing little angel here
oh,
at the
my
Life.
Goodness
you
sakes.
Know? So this is what we want to do. So today's show is all about why we want to take time every day to learn something new, to evolve, to grow, just expand our horizons. Because the more that we, the greater our knowledge is that we can offer other people, the happier we will be because we'll be making other people happy.
Yes.
Okay. So those things that we're already good at, those strengths of ours that we're proud of, continue to work at them, make them better and better. Get really good at the things you're good at, and get really great at the things you're. Well, yeah, that's it. Get great at the things you're good at, and get good at the things you're great at. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like that? All right, whatever.
It's could something. It be a next shirt?
Sure, man. I don't know. We'll see.
Was it that good?
Yeah, exactly. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to just keep on growing and learning. All right, and so when you think about this, some of the things is when you are growing and you're becoming the better version of yourself, you can offer more to other people.
Yes.
Plus, you just feel better about yourself.
I agree.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to cover a couple different things about what personal growth does for us. Okay, and then we're going to talk about the bacon, the BACON, of how we can grow, how we can cultivate that learning experience. Okay?
All right.
So first off, the more you know, the more you learn, the more you go out of your way to sharpen your skills, it will help you boost self-confidence, which is so very important. You know, we talked about this. One of the biggest fears with people is public speaking. A lot of people are afraid of public speaking. But it's not just speaking in public. What they're afraid of is public humiliation, right? And the more that you can learn and become an expert in specific subject matters, the easier it is for you to overcome those kinds of fears. All right, and so that builds and boosts your self-confidence, so you can go out there and say with confidence, wow, I know this and I want to share this information with you. And that's what's so important. So learning helps you with that self-confidence. The second thing is learning helps you by increasing your creativity. What it does is it allows you to say, oh, I learned this new thing and I knew this other thing, and wow, now that I know these two things, I can do this other thing. All right. It allows you to stare at puzzles and problems and look at them from a different vantage point. You know, we talk about how important it is for us to go out of our way and see other cultures and either of the religions, different people, the way that they live their lives. We learn to do things so that we can use some of the things we learn from them in creative ways to solve our current problems. Okay, so it's not just about going out and painting and drawing and writing or anything like that. It's just about learning as much as you can, and before you know it, other little problems become easier to solve. Okay, life just gets a little easier the more you learn, because you become a more creative thinker. All right,
more confident.
Exactly.
Because of that.
All right.
Okay.
The next thing is the more you learn, it enhances your relationships. Okay, what you end up doing is you learn different things about the people that you really care about. You learn about what they love, what they don't like, what they, the things you could say that could hurt their feelings, the things you can say that make them happier. You learn about new people, other cultures, et cetera, and you meet new people. You have the opportunity to meet these new people who have similar interests with you, and you learn together, and you grow, and you evolve in that regard. So you find common interests with other people, and you might find common interests with people who are very close to you already, but you didn't even realize that you had something else in common. So that type of stuff, just going out of your way to learn something new, enhances those relationships. Okay? Now, here's one that everyone knows, the obvious one. Learning more and continuing this education helps advance careers. Okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean just because you went out and took a origami class, they're going to make you vice president of the accounting firm.
But maybe they will.
You never know, right? So what you've got to do is you've got to go out there and think about those things that are going to benefit your life. And benefit them in a number of different ways. Either it's going to benefit your career in very specific ways. You're going to take some additional classes that help you with your career. You're going to take some classes that can help you with your relationships. Or you're going to take some classes that just bring more joy to your life. You know, and I say classes, but obviously there's many different ways you can learn. So think about different ways what you can learn that might advance your career.
Okay.
What about you, Tiff? Is there anything you think you could learn that could advance your career? I'm throwing you under the bus.
You are, kind of, but it's a good question because I don't know necessarily what I'm doing right now is
I thought you just were going to end it. I don't know if I'm doing right now.
So
okay,
if there's something else that I want to do,
yes,
then I would like to grow.
Okay.
But at the position that I am in now,
yeah,
I don't necessarily know if I want to grow. And that's where my dilemma is.
Okay.
Is
so then
where do I want to grow?
So then I guess the question is try to find those things that you enjoy.
Because then I'd enjoy learning too.
Exactly. And go out of your way. And before you know it, something might open up for you. A door might open. A window might open for you. A little chute somewhere where you can go down that path. Mm-hmm. And you might be able to create something that might be a side hustle that ends up being your career.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay, good. But every day on your job, even on your current job, every day on your job, try to strive to learn something new. And it could be anything. You know, it could be like, oh, look, if I bend it this way, I can make stars out of paper clips. Okay, whatever it is.
You know what I do enjoy learning at my job now is the clients.
Okay.
Because I am a people person.
Gotcha.
And I do enjoy meeting. And it's kind of tough now because of all of COVID. Uh-huh. A lot of the clients don't come into the office. But there are a few clients that do, and I love to get to know them.
Gotcha.
And I do like to learn more about the client's personal life because I just enjoy the clients.
Nice,
so that's something that...
What kind of questions do you ask them?
I ask more personal questions.
Oh, wow. You just jump right into
that. Yeah, I don't ask them about because I'm...
Like their underwear size? Or what do you mean personal questions?
If they have kids or...
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's not so
and
bad.
The majority of our clients are retired.
Okay.
So I ask them about their vacations
and
where they like to go, where do they want to go again, that kind of stuff.
Okay. You know, what's also interesting is because I know you're the travel girl, right?
That's why I asked, because I'm always interested in that.
You should actually contemplate seeing if they could do a travel show here on WRLR. And you run that. That would be awesome.
I think they have one.
Ah, so what? Kick them out. What do you need to do? I'll unplug it. What channel is that travel show? We'll unplug it. And they'll
would you be my co-host?
Yeah. Yeah. <woo. laughs> So what we end up doing is by asking questions like it, you learn more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even consider really traveling vicariously through them. In other words, and saying, well, tell me more about that. Like, what was the adventure?
Yeah.
That type of thing. So that's really cool.
They're also impressed, though, when they ask me or when they tell me about their trip. And then when they come back, I'm like, oh, how was your trip to Vegas?
Nice.
Or how was your trip? And they're like,
because
oh,
it's
my
legitimate.
God, you remembered,
yeah.
You know? So they're all impressed. And then, of course, they tell me about their trip, which I love listening to.
Nice. So. All right. So that's cool. So now you learn more about it.
Correct.
This is what I was going to get to, was when you're meeting people like that and you're asking questions. Ask questions that are meaningful to them because you want them to talk, but also something that you can learn from them that is meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to ask them, oh, so what's your favorite chess move?
Correct.
Unless you like to play chess.
Exactly.
Right. So that's cool. Some of the other questions you might want to ask them to really trick it all up and stuff like that is, do you ask them about if you could, where's your ultimate vacation?
That's one of the first questions.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Okay, yeah. So it's not just, hey, where are you going, or so what would you like to do?
So was funny. Is it okay if I...
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's the one client, they're an elderly couple. I just adore them. They are so sweet. And the wife was telling me that they were going on a cruise, and then they were going to Hawaii, and then they were going to Vegas.
Nice.
All within a few months.
Wow.
So within
Beautiful.
3 months, they're doing all this trip. And it was so funny. Her husband was telling me, all he was talking about was Vegas. And I said, I wonder what trip you're most looking forward to, because I just found out you're going on a cruise in Hawaii, but all you're talking about is Vegas.
That's interesting. Yeah. Because everyone's tastes are different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, if everyone just loved Vegas, there, you know, these other places wouldn't be built up like they are. But everyone's tastes are different. We want to do different things. But that's really interesting. He's going on a cruise in Hawaii, and all he's really concentrating on is Las
Vegas.
And
he's like, oh, my wife just does all the planning.
Nice.
So I don't think he has a say in the matter.
Interesting. Excellent. All right. So far we talked a little bit about boosting your self-esteem. or boosting your self-confidence, I should say, increasing your creativity, enhancing relationships, all right, and advancing careers. So these questions that you ask really do that whole thing, whether you believe it or not. It is advancing your a possible ultimate career for you if you ever decided to do something more in travel, even if it's as simple as just creating a travel podcast. All right, just the more you talk to people, the more you learn about these different things. But make sure at the end of every day that you could say, I actually learned something new. You know, I got something out of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the same thing with it enhances your relationships. So it's cool because you're learning how to talk to strangers about this kind of thing.
Correct.
Okay, so that's cool. It increases your creativity, I'm going to say, along with this as well, because while you're talking to them, are you picturing yourself in the place? Are
oh
you
my
picturing?
God,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's
so
you're, like, oh my gosh, you're there.
Yeah, isn't it? And that means two things. When you can really picture yourself there.
So that's a good thing.
Oh, completely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, it's a good thing because either they're incredibly great storytellers or you are so interested in it that even if they're poor storytellers, you can picture it so well. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's nothing worse than hearing somebody who is a poor storyteller talking about something you're not interested in.
Oh.
Okay, that's the worst. But this is, I mean, anyone who's going to talk about travel with you, you're going to absolutely love it anyway.
Yeah.
And so if they're great storytellers, you can really picture it.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, and this all leads into this last one I was going to say, and that's cultivating personal growth. Okay, the more that you learn, you cultivate your own growth. Inside, because you can become a more well-rounded person. I'll bet you can talk more intelligently about travel and these other different places that these people have talked about. I'll bet you can talk more intelligently now than, let's say, 6 months ago or a year ago.
I would probably agree with you there.
Yeah, because you've just learned so much. I would feel bad if you said, no, I don't think so, because all we do is we talk about places I already know. No, then you're not doing that. Then you're just talking. You're not having a conversation. Listen to them. Grab information. Like, where is that? Oh, my gosh, where is that place?
Yeah.
You know, what's the weather like there? What are the people like? What's the food like?
All it's kinds like you're of, there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have you mic'd. So all of this kind of stuff. And you can see when we talk about learning, and when I told some people, oh, the show's about learning and happiness, they're like, oh, gosh, learning. You know, and I was like, no. You just think of learning as if you were back in school, right? And it's not that. Every single day you get to learn something new and different.
Yes.
Okay? And the idea of just sitting there and creating, the idea of asking yourself, what if and why not? Those kinds of things, and let your mind wander and open up and try to solve problems where you're learning things on your own. So it's so wonderful if you can actually get yourself to that point.
Hmm.
Okay, and just continue to expand your knowledge, because as soon as you learn one thing, you can use that in another area. You can continue to use that same knowledge in so many different places. So many things connect. And the greatest thing that you're doing, I believe, Tiff, without a doubt, is that talking with people directly. Because communication, that type of communication, you know, it's all but lost in this world. People just want to text, and they shorten the way they text. Nobody wants to look up from their phone. So the fact that you talk with them and you share a smile with them and you're excited for their adventure because it means something to you, I think you make their day. So it's tremendous. Oh. Great job.
Oh,
great job.
Thank you. Well, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what I mean. So you see, this is exactly what the show's about, how much happiness you get from learning.
Oh,
that's what it's all about.
Touché. Boom.
There you go. All right. So now we're going to talk about this. Wow, we're going to go through this show quick. I have not learned how to pace myself. So before we get into this, Tiff, and what we're going to do is we're going to go through five different ways of how you can learn some things. And there are going to be some obvious ones.
Okay.
But it's good to just remind ourselves about these things. So before we get into that, because we're going to talk about examples of how you do you do this, do you use this, etc. Do you have any quotes for us?
Oh,
I would love to hear a quote or two about learning, growing, evolving, becoming the best version of ourselves.
I am always ready to learn, although I do not always like to be taught.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. I like
Winston Churchill.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That's pretty much what you were just saying.
Yeah,
about. It's not school. Being
right,
taught.
Right, but. I think what happens is this is a lot of people go through this, and even myself, I find myself, I fall into that position, and I try not to, at least I'm observing this in myself, And that is this, is when they says, I like to learn. So I'm on my own, and I see things, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that's how it worked. Oh, that's pretty interesting. I'll read a book. Oh, that's good. But as soon as someone teaches me something, a peer says, did you ever know this? A lot of us, the knee-jerk reaction is to go, yeah, I knew that. Because they don't, no, but we don't want to look dumber in front of these other people. Wow. We don't want to look like, oh, I didn't know that. And because if it looks like it's obvious to them, I didn't know that, I might think lesser of myself.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I'm saying a lot of people feel that way, but not everybody. There are certain things, you know, when people say something, you know, people, there's a lot of people who might go, oh, yeah, yeah, I knew that. Okay. And even if you did know it, okay, even if you did know it, I truly believe that the wrong answer is, yeah, I already knew that. That's the wrong answer. If I give you a fact, okay, and I say, you know, roses are red, and you knew that, the wrong thing for you to say is, yeah, yeah,
duh,
yeah, I knew that. Because what you've done is you've cut off the communication. You've hurt my feelings because I wanted to share something with you. So instead, what you can say is you can deflect it. You do this, yes, and. Yeah, roses are red.
And violets are blue.
Beautiful. Exactly. That's a perfect answer. Very good. But that's exactly what you want to do, as opposed to going, yeah, I knew that. All right? Because that then, why do I want to share information with you ever again if everything I say to you, your answer is going to be, I already knew that. Okay? But instead, if you enhance the information I give you, or you say, really? Tell me more. Okay? One of those two things might go, you know, roses are red. Really? Tell me more. Or roses are red. Yeah. It's amazing.
And they smell good, too.
There you go. Perfect. Or there are flowers come in so many amazing colors. In other words, continue the conversation, but don't end it with, yeah, I knew that, which is very often people's knee-jerk reaction. They want to be able to say, yeah, I know that. You know, I'm smart. I know that, too.
But maybe they don't want to talk to you anymore, so that's why
it might be. And if they don't want to, then it's ending the conversation. But I'm talking about in general, when people give us information, even if we know it, instead, affirm it, agree with it, and add to the conversation. Tell them, tell me more, okay? Let them feel good about teaching you, because when they're sharing this information, it's something that they learned and they want to share it with you. So treat them with that type of respect. Okay? It's an interesting thing, because I really notice this a lot when people send me memes or something when they're connected with bacon. Okay, if a bacon meme pops up, right, and it's some, you know, is there a picture of something and it says something about bacon, it's amazing how many people send me a copy of the meme, right? And it used to be that I'd look at it and go, oh yeah, I saw that, it was funny, and that was it. But I'm trying a lot now, instead of ending it, just laughing and saying, that's a great one, or that's funny, thank you. And that's the end of it, because they don't know that 100 other people have sent it to me, right? And so why end it? Why? What joy comes out of me saying, I already saw that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to continue to allow them to think of me and see something.
Right.
And go, oh, this reminds me of Marty. I'm going to send it to him. As opposed to cutting it off every time and say, yeah, I already saw that. Yeah. I already saw that. Because then eventually they're like, well, then I don't want to
send it anymore.
Right. Okay. So instead, this is what's important about this is something that I learned. That makes sense to me, as well as this is a way to learn, because I might, I enjoy good bacon memes. Okay. I think if they're well done, right?
You just took a look and knew exactly what
that's right. But if they're written well, delivered well, then I want to see them. And if I cut people off and tell them I already saw them and they stop doing them, I may miss a whole bunch of really good ones.
Yeah. You've never seen.
So I would rather just tell them thank you. And
of course, you never got one that you've seen before when I sent to you.
No, every single one you send me. Yes. Those are all brand new.
Of course.
Yeah, so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a little side note on how something else that I've learned. And it's an important way to continue to learn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about these five things, the BACON of learning. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this is going to be interesting, because I'm going to read them off, the BACON. All right?
And then we're going to go back and talk about it.
This way you can think about it a little bit. All right? So, B is obviously books. It's a great way to learn from by
reading or listening.
Exactly. There's a lot of people who listen to audiobooks,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I'm one of them.
Okay. A is applications. Okay, so the apps on your phone. Okay, all right. C is courses. Courses or classes you could take.
Okay.
O, one of my personal favorites. Observation.
That's a good one, Marty.
And then N is networking. In other words, talking with other people and learning from them. I'm always excited about that. So you go through all of these types of things, and this is just obviously a small sampling of the different ways you can learn. But for us, we like to learn with Bacon. So it's going to be books, applications, courses, observation, and networking.
Those are pretty good.
You like those? Yeah. Those are good ways to learn.
Your Bacons
yes.
are, for the topic, you...
More of a sentence.
It seems to be harder.
Yes.
These are, it
boom,
seems,
boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know if I could have figured it out.
You could have.
When you said them,
yes.
It's like, oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. There you go. All right. So books. I love books. In fact, books is probably one of those things I love collecting. It drives me crazy to give away a book.
Oh.
I have loaned books out and then not gotten them back.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, oh. And I know deep down in my heart, I'm not going to read that book that I loaned out. You know, I read it.
You already read it.
Yeah,
read
it or whatever. but it drives me crazy because I just want to hold on to them. And so I've got books. I've got piles of books in my home.
Yeah, I bet you Christy loves that.
Oh, she does. She does. She's got a fair amount of books, but she's better about when she's done reading them, getting rid of them.
Ah.
All right. But she reads fiction, and I read nonfiction.
Oh.
I only read nonfiction. And she only reads fiction.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, who wouldn't want to throw away a fiction, right? So, I mean, not throw away, give away.
Give away.
Right. So books are cool, and you know that I published 3 books. 2 children's books and one adult book.
Yes. I'm like, it was 2, but that's right, the second children's book.
Yes, exactly. And so that's the whole thing. I just like that feel of being part of the writer's world.
Yeah.
Okay. So what type of books do you like to read?
Self-help.
Nice. See, there you go. Yeah. Same thing.
And I do. I listen to, I have a bunch of books, but it has to grab me right away.
Uh-huh.
Or when I'm reading, it kind of puts me to sleep because my eyes are moving back and forth.
Yeah.
But the audiobook, I have a long drive to work, so I just listen to
it. That's the way to
and
do it.
And even if it doesn't grab me right away,
yes,
I continue listening because then I get into it.
Sure.
But when I read, I have to get grabbed instantly before I could continue.
If I'm driving a car for a long distance, I don't want to listen to an audiobook. I listen to the podcast Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Wait, we got a podcast?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Are we on iHeart?
We're on iHeart, Google, Amazon Music, all over the place. Spotify.
We're not on Spotify.
You know you're on big time when you make it to Spotify.
Wow.
Yes, we're all over the place.
Oh.
So that's Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. So even this show later this week will be on there. All right.
Probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, something
I bet.
Like that. Right. did I say that you can listen to it anywhere you tune in the podcast?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Even in Germany. Yeah.
We do have quite a few fans out there in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a look at the stats and we'll see which country we're the most favored in. I mean, I think it's the United States, obviously, but a little in Canada, and then we'll see what country's next.
That would be a nice little fun. Oh, but I won't be here next week.
Ooh, we'll do it the following week.
Okay, that's a deal.
Yeah, next week we're doing a special show. We're going to have probably Nate and Luke here, my boys, and we're going to be talking about catastrophizing.
Ooh.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
That's a good thing for all men.
Yes. I didn't say castrating. I said catastrophizing. All right. So anyway,
books.
Are you saying you do prefer audiobooks?
Yes,
correct?
I do.
Okay. So I like audiobooks, but I like the there's programs out that do abridged versions of books.
Oh.
So the audiobooks, they're shorter versions of the book. So I get the gist of the nonfiction, the self-help book. I get the gist of it, and if I really like it, then I'll listen to the full audiobook.
Oh, I got it.
And usually, if I really like it like that, I'll buy the paper book, and I'll read the paper book while the audiobook is playing.
I did that a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think it's the coolest way to learn.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I'm usually reading one book a week. I've got some book that's going through. And what I do is on my Instagram and Facebook pages, Master Happiness with Marty Jalove, what I do is I list the book every Saturday, the book that I'm currently reading.
Oh.
Okay, so there you go. There so right go. Now, right now, there's one called The Artist's Way.
Oh.
It's actually, it is a self-help book, but it's a workbook of how to change the way you face life as an artist, a creative person.
Oh.
So, interesting.
Yeah, and that's probably not for me.
Oh, sure it is.
I'm not that creative type of person.
You sell yourself short.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's books there. So that's the kind of books we got. And what about you? You going to write a book on travel?
No.
Okay, good. Good ending. All right.
So, I have no interest in
none.
That. No. Nope.
All right, so before we get to A, do you have another quote? I don't know how many quotes you got for us. Do you have a book of quotes there?
Wisdom is not a product of schooling, but of the lifelong attempt to acquire it.
Wow. Mm. That's it. I love that. I wish that we did a better job in school teaching children that school isn't over like in eighth grade. School's not over at the end of high school. School's not over at the end of college. It's lifelong. You're always going to learn. And drive home the idea that while we're in school, what we're doing is we are learning how to learn.
Okay.
And I think that would be better to teach kids, because I think kids, the way that we do school here in the United States is a little unfair. We teach them to really look forward to summer vacation.
I know, right?
You know, right? They're like, oh, I can't wait till school is over. I can't wait. But that's not how life is.
Right.
Because what do? You rush through school and then you go and get a job and there is no more summer vacation.
No.
Right? So instead teach them that, yeah, we'll give you a break from this, but school is all about learning how to learn, which is so much more important. Okay, and then they get used to the idea that I'm going to be a lifelong learner, and teach them to absolutely love it, not dread it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go, really? Like, you know, I've got to learn the rest of my life? No. Instead, it's, I get to learn the rest of my life. Okay, so we did books. Now it's to applications. Applications. So these are apps.
On your phone.
On your phone, on your computer. It's any type of way of, even if there's other things that we learn in different ways that we can apply to real life, you know, something that we learn a set of rules that we have to go by, and so these are the things that we apply to real life, and this is another type of application. Okay, so what's your favorite learning kind of app that you got on your phone? What do you like to do? And now she's got to look in her phone.
Yeah.
She's got to look up. Google
so
learning.
So you're
app.
Saying.
Anything. Anything.
My favorite app. Is
yeah.
that what?
Yeah.
It's probably the Libby app that
okay.
I love so much. The
okay.
library
because
that
you,
I could get
right.
my audiobooks.
Gotcha.
I really like that. Ones that kind of, that I'm really interested in, that
uh-huh.
kind of scare me.
Yes.
It's those photo apps.
Well, you're not learning. Are you learning anything from the photo app? No.
Well, I'm afraid to, because it just seems like there's so much.
Yeah.
To learn from it, so I yeah. don't.
Oh well,
do
you
it.
Could just no. You just go if you. So if you want to learn that, go open the app and learn one thing, just one thing, even if it's one thing every week. Just look at this. I learned how to do this one thing on this app. Okay, at the end of a year, you'd learn 52 things. So that would be a lot. So don't worry about that. But I'm talking about apps that their main gist is to get your mind like warmed up. Okay, so the Libby thing is cool because you're getting books. What about the app, like New York Times has a bunch of these
apps. Do you know
apps.
Who you're talking
yeah.
to?
They have a lot of great apps. I play the Wordle app. Okay.
Oh,
okay,
I have
New
a
York.
Lot of friends that do that. That yeah. I try to help them.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, but you should try it. It expands your
mind.
It
gives me
okay,
a lot of anxiety.
Okay, so there's the other Wordle app. It's called, like, Connections. They give you 16 words that they have some similarity, and you have to categorize them into four sets of four.
Two women at work do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I get too All much right. anxiety.
You know what? Which one drives me crazy? So I play those two every morning. That's like one of the first things I do. I'll pour a cup of coffee and I'll play those. Get my mind like working out. It's either that or do push-ups. So I do that. and so I like doing that. And then my kids, two of my kids, Katie and Luke, play that as well. and my brother, Baby Joe. So the four of us, and we share our responses.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's
oh yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So we do this whole thing of like who's winning, who's getting it faster, and stuff like that. So that's cool. Then occasionally we'll do, they have the New York Times mini crossword puzzle. So it's just a tiny crossword puzzle. And you can do it fairly quickly. And I get excited about it if I can do it under 2 minutes. And there's maybe 10 questions or something like this. But Luke is always like 37 seconds, 38 seconds.
Wow, good
and
for him.
I was like, there is no way. You're cheating. And then I saw him do it. I was like, it takes me 30 seconds to read the first clue. And he's zipping through the whole thing.
Wow.
So those kinds of apps I really like. Those are the things that are cool. Before that, it was the Sudoku puzzles. I used to love playing those because that really got my mind cranking and thinking like that. And so I think a lot of the games that some people say, oh, these kids are wasting time on games. Take a real close look at the games because some of them are, first off, they teach you better eye-hand coordination, but other times they just teach you some skills, some hunting skills or something like that, some logic skills. And so some of those are very, very good for
you. I do have my games that I play.
Okay.
And it's the match three.
Okay, so
That's pretty much.
So is it like a memory game?
No. It's more of just a relaxing type game. I don't know how much I learned from it, but
sometimes we need that too. But we've got this access to these apps on our phone, this wonderful device that we carry around with us that has the ability to either distract us from life or improve our life.
Mm.
And so if you're going to play, I would highly suggest that you do something on it that also expands your mind.
Okay.
There you go. All right. The next is C. Courses. And before we go into that, do you have another quote?
I don't know how many
quotes do you have for us? You got 30?
No.
How many? Seven?
Gosh, are we going to have time?
Yeah, we'll make time.
Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I may remember.
Yeah.
Involve me and I learn.
Bam. I like that.
Your old neighbor, Benjamin Franklin.
I love that guy. Remember we talked about this when we go on a road trip. He's in the back seat.
Yeah.
He's in my car. He's a smart guy. I like him. Good haircut. Okay. So getting into C is courses. Taking courses online, taking courses face-to-face. I teach a lot of courses, okay, because of that. And it's outside of school. We get so stuck in school, sometimes it's really important to go out and learn learn different ways to learn. Learn different ways to gather new information.
I like to look at the Lake County College book. So there's two books that come. One book is credited courses, and the other book is non-credited courses.
Yeah.
And I like to look at the non-credited courses because they're always more fun.
All right, well, that's good. But do you just look at them or do you actually take the course?
I look at them and then I mark them saying, oh, this might be a nice course. Yeah, and then
See, you know what you're doing? You're putting them in an imaginary bucket list.
Mm.
You're saying, oh, that would be fun. Maybe, someday, could be, should be. Instead, make a plan, look at it, and say, if I'm going to take the time to flip through that, then pick one course to take.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know, I'm taking a course through Second City.
You are not.
Yeah, on Tuesday nights.
I told you to tell me when you do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm taking a course. It's
good for you.
Tuesday nights.
Because you had done that before, and I was all excited about it.
Well, I'd never done it with Second City. I did it with other places. And so now this is Second City. And
this is like big time.
Oh, this is the,
it's online?
It's online.
How do you do it online? You have to get on stage and do it in front of people.
No, this is right now. We're learning how to do this. You know, so
we
have to write jokes, and every week we have to perform a new joke and stuff like that. And it's
is everyone watching?
Yeah, I mean it's the class. There's people from all over the country, and everyone's got to do this. So we laugh. You know,
so
we laugh with each other.
You see everyone.
Oh yeah. So it's good.
Do you ever go? Are you like going on stage?
I could go on stage. In fact, they encourage us.
You got to go on stage because I want to go.
All right. We'll work on
you
that.
You promised me.
We'll work on that. All right. But anyway, so this is what I'm talking about, courses. Don't only teach them. Teach, because teaching, I want to add to what Ben Franklin said. I can call him Ben because we're friends. what I'm going to add to what Ben said, and that is that get involved and you're going to learn more. But man, when you teach it, when you swallow that information and you form it in your own words and you share it with people and you get those people to get to that aha moment where they gather it and they learn from it, that's amazing. That's when you really, really learn it and understand it, you know, truly in depth. Okay, so that's why I love teaching people. I love working with them. But I also, I think it's important that no matter what you are, no matter what skill you have, it's important for you to go out of your way to learn more about it, sharpen those skills. Hmm. What's that look for?
Because you told me, you would tell me.
I thought I told you.
No.
I think you weren't here.
I think it was like our first time we were, we did the show together.
I told you now. All right. Okay. So.
Well, I want to go watch you.
All right. Okay. So that's so far. It's books, applications, and courses.
Okay.
O is for observation.
Yeah.
All right. That's an obvious one. All right. You know what? Here's this whole thing is that when people go, I'm done with school. I don't want to learn anymore. It's right. Could you raise your hand any higher? Think of this.
I'm not a fan
of school. It's not school. It's about learning. It's about learning. Don't connect to school. You were the one who said it from the beginning. Don't think of it as school. Think of it as you're a lifelong learner. What is the reason that you have a set of eyes, you have ears, you have a nose, you have a mouth, you have fingertips? You know, we see things. We're constantly learning. We're picking up new information through our eyes, our ears, our nose, our taste buds, our fingers. We're constantly learning whether we want to or not. Okay, so again, if we're already in this position where knowledge is coming our way, why not welcome it and use it and analyze it and think about what we just learned every day? Go to bed at night instead of worrying about tomorrow or showing regrets about the past. Instead, concentrate on your day and say, what did I learn today? Mm-hmm. Like, what makes me a better person? And be proud of yourself. Be grateful for what you have.
Right.
I'm going to repeat the same thing that I told you. The mantra that I try to go through every night is that shine, sharpen, and share. Okay? Which is shine. In other words, be proud of who I am, the accomplishments that have brought me to this point in time, my talents, my abilities. Be proud of those things and don't be afraid to admit them to somebody. Saying, I like to do this. I'm pretty good at this. Don't be afraid to say that. As long as you're not stepping on other people's toes, as long as you're not saying, oh, you're no good at this, I'll show you. Look at how good I am. You don't want to do that. Just be proud of who you are, all right? And then be grateful and be humble when other people say this. Say, wow, I'm proud of you. That's incredible that you're like this. I'm really proud and happy that you found this whole thing about travel, Tiff, because you get so excited when you talk about travel. Yeah, and so I'm happy for you. I don't go, stupid travel. No, I don't think it. No, because you really lighten up when you talk about it. So I'm happy for you. So be that way. That's how you shine. Then sharpen. So it's shine, sharpen, and share. So sharpen means...
go to more places.
Yeah, go to more places as long as you're going to learn. Don't go to these places to go, oh, here's another place. You know, when I traveled a lot when I worked for a company and I used to go from place to place and do these trade shows, I found myself forgetting what cities I was in, because it was, you fly in the middle of the night, you get someplace, you jump in a cab, they take you to the hotel, you get up in the morning, you do the trade show, you teach a class, you sleep early in the morning, you jump in a cab, go back home. And they're like, what city were you in? I think it was Texas, because people were wearing cowboy hats. Okay, that's all. And I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I was on the East Coast, the West Coast, etc. But I did not take advantage of that and just say, just learn something about the culture, learn something about the people, the area that you're in. Just take a little bit of extra time. And then later in life, when I was involved in Toastmasters, okay, mm-hmm. What I did was every place I traveled, I made sure that I took one of those evenings and I found a local Toastmaster club and went and spoke there.
Ah.
Okay, so I loved it because I spoke in all these different states and cities around the country and just was able to just meet some people and listen to their stories.
And did you say, hi, I'm Marty Jalove. I'm the world champion.
No, I said, I'm the Marty Jalove. That's what I said. No, and I was never the world champion. No.
No?
No, the local world champion. Yeah.
I thought your little trophy said world champion.
Yeah, all my trophies say world champion. I write world in myself. But anyway, so it's important to when you're out there and you're observing things is just to see what life has in front of you. We sometimes are in such a hurry to get to our next place, we forget about the joy in front of us, right?
Right.
So observe.
Observe.
Okay. Observe and learn, okay?
Observe and learn.
There you go. All right, and the big N, you ready? Before we get to that, do you have any more quotes? I don't know. I don't want to use up your good quotes. Do you have any good ones left?
He who laughs most learns best.
He who laughs most Learns best. Okay, by who?
John Cleese.
He is one of the founding members of Monty Python.
No way, is he?
Yes, yes, yes. So I kind of like that. It kind of is poking fun at other sayings, but I do agree with that because if you are able to laugh,
you're enjoying,
and you are understanding not only the information that was put in front of you, but you're understanding the joke, the humor behind the information. They explained that sarcasm, true sarcasm, really good sarcasm, is a sign of high intelligence. So when you meet somebody who's really sarcastic, not mean, just sarcastic, all right?
Marty Jalo.
There you go. That's right. The Marty Jalo. That just shows it's a sign of high intelligence. I like that quote. How did he say it again? John Cleese from Monty Python.
Okay. He who laughs most learns best.
There you go. I love it. Absolutely love it. That's a great one. All right. So with that, we have done most of the bacon already. Books, applications, courses. O is observation, and N is networking. And networking, man, you talk about the easiest way to learn, right? This is exactly what you were talking about. When people come into the office and you sit and chat with them, you're networking with them, all right? You're chatting with them, all right?
I guess it's true.
Completely, right. I've got some events coming up. I try to do this all the time. I go to a lot of networking events just to meet new people and seeing if there's a connection, some way where I can do business, if I can help them, if they can help me, if we can help each other.
One of my friends does that too. They're like parties. They're like networking parties.
Yeah. And it depends on what they are, but they're usually business mm-hmm. oriented. And sometimes they're in the morning, breakfast before business, lunch and learns, after hours. There's all kinds of things like that. Sometimes they're tied to a very specific activity, and other times they're just get togethers. And I encourage people, when you go to these networking events, don't just run to someone you know and say, oh, I know him. That's John and his wife, Jill. Let me just go and talk to them. Oh, and now the event is over and leave. Instead, walk up to someone you don't know.
Whew.
Okay?
That's hard.
No, but come on. But you know what? It may be difficult, but you have something you want to talk about. I mean, you could walk up to anyone at a networking event, keeping in mind that everyone at the networking event is there for the same reason. They're networking. They want to meet people. People have a difficult time saying, how do I start the conversation? And there's this fallacy of, oh, learn a good elevator pitch. In other words, like, pitch your business. This is what I do. You know, I'm blah, 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 and I blah, blah, blah.
Ooh.
You know, you like that one, right?
The blah, blahs.
Yeah. And so that's great if you're doing a commercial. But the reality is, a networking meeting, you don't want to do an elevator pitch. You don't want to talk so much about yourself. You want to show them that you are interested in what they have to offer. So you walk up to them and either ask them what I call is an oddball, off-the-wall, fun-for-all question. Okay, you ask them something like that, or you ask them directly, so what do you do? Why are you here? What brings you to this place? Tell me why I should know you. That type of a question is a cool way to get them to start because people like to talk about themselves. The other types of questions, like I said, the oddball, off-the-wall, fun-for-all question, those kind of questions are things like I would say, you watch TV and movies, right, Tiff? You've mm-hmm. seen TV and movies. If you could think of any place that a movie took place or a TV show took place in that you would like to travel to, where would that be?
Oh, boy, they're putting me on the spot there.
Yeah. Yes,
I thought you were going to another. Okay.
Nope. Just think about that. Go with TV.
Okay,
TV.
I got to tell you.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay, so it was with Meg Ryan and Kevin. It was they went to France.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Right.
It was one of my favorite. Anyways,
they
I loved it.
All right, cool.
She went to Paris.
Yes.
To get her boyfriend back.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I love this movie so much. That was the movie why I wanted to go to Paris.
There you go.
It was because of that movie, and I went to Paris.
Excellent.
Because of the movie. And I saw the different things that were in the movie. Yeah.
Excellent.
Like
now
parks
you see,
and stuff.
See how powerful that question is?
Yeah.
Because I knew a little bit about you that you like to travel. So I just asked you an oddball question. I didn't ask you, where would you like to go?
Right.
Where was your favorite vacation? I didn't ask you that. I asked you a question where you could connect, and it opens up. It's a threaded conversation, it's called. What that does for me is now gives me the opportunity to ask you additional questions about all types of things. I could ask you questions about movies. I could ask you questions about Meg Ryan. I could ask you things about Paris. how often do you get to travel? I could ask you about, name some of the places they visited. So what happens is it opens up a big variety of things that I know you are willing to talk about because you mentioned them already.
Okay. It was Kevin Klein, Meg Ryan, and the movie was called French Kiss.
Nice.
All okay. Right. I had, there it just go. Popped in my head. I couldn't think of it, and it just popped in my head, so I had to
say
it.
So I could even ask you about kissing afterwards,
there
right?
There we go.
So okay. There you go. So, see, so that's the kind of questions at a networking event you want to ask because what that does, if you learn, if you know a little something about a person, ask them that type of a
yes.
question. If you don't, you can still ask them an oddball question. You say, look, these networking events are always the same. Everyone asks the same thing. Everyone says, wow, our home team's really doing a great job. Terrible weather outside, that type of stuff. Those nobody really wants mm-hmm. to, nobody cares about those things. So instead, ask a strange kind of question. Another question like the same TV and movie thing is out of all the, and we'll just stick at the TV shows. Okay, you've watched TV shows in the past, right? I just want to make sure. What house, what TV house would you most want to live in?
Well, back in the day.
Whatever.
Brady Bunch.
Nice. You know, because Mr. Brady, he designed that house.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He was very talented.
Yeah, that was my favorite show when I was a kid. So.
All right.
The Brady Bunch house.
So
actually, when they, I don't know if you heard or not, but they took the Brady Bunch house.
Uh-huh.
The look of it, the outside,
yes.
was nothing like the inside.
Sure.
And then they bought the house,
uh-huh.
The home and modeling show
yeah.
or whatever, bought it and did it exactly.
Oh,
like the,
that's
so
cool.
The inside is now
looks
like,
just like it. That's
like
awesome.
It. So
that's
I would awesome. Like to go see that.
Okay. All right. So Tiff, what we've done today, just to kind of do a really quick run through. What do you want?
Let's just run.
Let's run. Yeah. So the power of learning, why it's so important. Okay. It boosts self-confidence.
Okay.
Helps us increase our creativity.
Yes.
Enhances relationships. Possibly advances our careers. Okay. Cultivates personal growth. All right. And the way we're going to do that is by reading more books.
Okay.
Checking out those applications, not just the fun, silly ones that kill time. We want to grow through those applications. C is courses. See if you can teach some courses and go take some courses, right? O is for observation. Open your eyes. Pay attention. Smell new smells. Taste new things. Listen to strange noises. Okay, and then obviously the last one is N, is that's networking. Go out of your way and start talking to people again, all right? There's plenty of people out there who want to get to know you because you are an amazing person.
Oh,
all right, there you go. So with that, it looks like it is 9 o'clock on this one, 8 o'clock on that one, 7:02 on this one, and 4:22 on this clock. So we're good all over the world. All right, with that, I'm going to say ta-ta for now. And you have a wonderful trip, Tiff.
Thank you.
All right,
going
I can't wait.
Florida.
Can't wait for 2 weeks. You're going to come back. Give us a whole review of all the cool things you learned and things you did.
Okay? All righty.
We'll give you like 30, 40 seconds. All right?
And I'll take to 60 to 70.
Nice. Excellent. So until then, next week, Tiffany won't be here, but I'll be here with a couple of boys talking about catastrophizing, all right,
and how we
allow that to interrupt and interfere with our happiness. So until then, say goodbye, Tiffany.
Goodbye, Tiffany.
Bye bye.
Good night.